How important do you think scripture is for Catholics to get to know?
Yeah, absolutely crucial. I know in the States, and I'm sure it's not much different here, we are a historically Protestant nation, and still are heavily dominated religiously by Protestantism. Catholics have always been on the outside looking in. I'll use this analogy. If you're going to go to Japan to preach the gospel, you got to learn Japanese, right? If you go over there and speak English to the folks, you can wax eloquent, but they're not going to understand you. I think in both Australia and the United States, historically Protestant, you need to learn how to speak Bible. Because if you don't speak Bible, the folks you're talking to are not going to listen. Now, of course, the question of the growing secular culture, we've already talked about. We need to go beyond the Bible to be able to engage people as to why we believe in the Bible and God and such. But at the same time, we have to be well-versed in the Bible, in particular for ecumenical dialogue.
Mm-hmm. And would you suggest any particular way to, say, for Catholics, even for their own faith, perhaps? Right. Because I guess any strengthening in one's own faith makes them less susceptible is there any techniques, books?
Sure.
To pick up the Bible, to learn parts of the Bible?
Yeah, I think you've got some great tools here in the Archdiocese, you know, with Dr. Robert Haddad. I know he's kind of revamping the catechetical program here. You've got some great tools here in the Archdiocese. I know Dr. Haddad has written numerous books. I would also encourage folks to take a look at Catholic.com, Catholic Answers. We have a website. In fact, we're right in the process right now, even as we speak, of completely reworking our websites. Our websites have been cutting edge for 1996. You know, we're kind of behind. And we are now completely revamping them, and we have a launch date here of mid-September where the site's going to be a lot more user-friendly. But we've got a ton of information there. Apologetics, again, I think is crucial to help people to kind of get pumped up about the scriptures. So check out some of our materials. But I'd also recommend good biblical courses that are now available on a popular level. You can get them through, for example, Jeff Cavins, a friend of mine who was also a former Assembly of God minister, has his Great Adventure through the Bible that takes you all the way through salvation history. It's a fantastic sort of introduction to the Bible, and it's really doable. You can do it by yourself. You can also have others join with you. Tools like these are invaluable. CD sets, now DVDs, books. We have tons of it at Catholic.com. Our Essential Catholic Survival Guide, I think, is essential. It's a pretty thick book.
Yeah.
Can be a little intimidating for folks to look at it. It's 70 chapters, but I always say, you know, they're short chapters. So, you know, it's a good reference book as well as something that's going to help you to understand the apologetics pretty much from A to Z when it comes to dealing with people of various other religions. But at the same time, it gives you a ton of scripture and will take you deeper into your faith. You know, CD sets, like I recommend Sword of the Spirit, Defending Essential Catholic Teaching, that I put out with Catholic Answers. It gives you a good overview of apologetics. But I also quote in a course of six talks over 150 verses of scripture, and they're all written out for you. We have all the scriptures there in a little study help that we include with the CD.
And we'll put the links on our website as well. So when people are, as you're listening, check out our page and we'll link to yours.
Okay, great.